Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check, 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 check. Kennedy, can I get a check?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Annie, can I get a check?
Yellow, yellow, yellow.
Okay. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. The four of us bring a topic to the podcast. The other three don't know what, or the other four of us don't. None of us know what it is. How about that?
Check.
Did I not ask you? Sorry, Dan. And then we talk about it. We'd love for you to leave us a 5-star review. That would be amazing. And are you going to read a review? Did you have one open? Did you forget?
It's been a minute since we...
The reviews of it all.
The reviews of it all. We're trying to get to 100 reviews. I think we're somewhere in the 50s, although it started going backwards for some reason.
Someone deleted their post.
Same person that deleted Kennedy's
phone.
I think so.
The wiper.
Mm. All I can smell is whipped cream.
I don't get how wiper is legal.
Well, because they're sharing it through an app on their phone. So
yeah,
maybe
but how,
that's how.
They shouldn't be able to have access to hers.
Well, they don't have access to her phone. They just have access to their file on your phone.
Yes, but my contact information of what I've written about him and my contact is not his.
It's weird. It's kind of gray area.
Did he send you a contact or you just saved it?
He put it in my phone.
Ah.
There you go.
He put it in my phone.
Oh, he's definitely done this before. 100%.
Now that I think about it, he's the one that
you handed him your phone and said, put in the contact.
Oh.
Did it?
Yeah.
So that he could have access to it.
What a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I am floored.
He's definitely done this before, 100%. Mm-hmm.
If you missed what we're talking about, go listen to the full show podcast. Kennedy's story about this guy is pretty interesting.
So do you think then that he could put...
Yes, spyware, tracker, all of it. Yep. Could have done it in probably 60 seconds. He could have downloaded it up to
your
phone.
He must do this often.
Yeah, he could have downloaded something to your phone. This I know. He could download something to your phone in a matter of a minute or so.
So how do I check to see if there's something on my phone that I need to get off?
That's a great question. You probably have to go to the Apple store.
So would he have to download Wiper on your phone to be able to get it?
No, he didn't have to. But what I'm saying is there are apps out there that you can download that look innocuous, that won't show up as anything other than...
So when he had my phone, he could have gone to the App Store, gotten an app,
downloaded
the app, hidden the app from my desktop.
Why
are
you going to where we were? That he didn't have that kind of time.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then all he really did is when he set up your thing.
When he put his contact in.
He knows exactly what it was under then.
Sure. And if he has it on his phone, it's probably wicked easy to access.
Or he just, or he texted you with his phone through, so it was through the app. I don't know exactly how it would have worked, but.
What a dick, right?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't mean or nasty or any other thing other than being, you know what I mean?
So much effort.
Than just being like, hey, what's up?
And all he has to say is, hey, we had a great time, not interested anymore. Bingo.
I guess.
Why are people so weird about being confrontational? It's okay.
All right. Okay, well, that was my spot. Here, Carson, 5 stars from Double J's mom.
Oh.
I listen to you guys every morning on my way home from work and to the podcast every night on my way to work. All of you are absolutely amazing, and I love that you're also real and continue to show your human sides as opposed to our dinosaur sides.
Beep, boop, pop, pop.
I do have a dinosaur side.
So thank you.
I'm more alien.
Mom. We appreciate you. That makes 61 ratings.
Hey,
what?
We
have 61?
Oh, there you go.
All
person.
Right, you got to leave a review. We're trying to get to 100. I have set a goal to make it by a certain time. I'm not telling you what that time is.
If you leave the last review, it might be yours we read.
All right, Kennedy, you're up first. What you got?
I'll take that as my time.
Okay.
The one we talked about already.
All right, so I had a, this is kind of a, it's sad and it made me angry and I don't know what to do about it. So I'm going to kind of lean on you guys. I talked to my mom yesterday. And, you know, I don't talk to my mom a ton. We kind of go up and down in our relationship. We've had our, you know, our good times and our bad. I was raised by my mother, but she was married and divorced a lot. And there's a lot of baggage there that I don't think we've worked entirely through. But anyway, so I talked to her over the weekend. Her dog died, Lily, which she'd had for like 15 years. And so that was hitting her pretty hard. And she works part time at a restaurant where she lives. She lives down on the Eastern Shore in Maryland. And I guess somebody is bullying her at work.
What?
Yeah. Now, my mom is 70. Right? Is that right? Yeah, 70. Just turned 70. And she has just it's like an under-the-table job where she works as a hostess at a local restaurant.
Just extra money. Just to
put a little cash in her pocket, a little spending money. And I guess somebody that works there has been harassing her, and she can't really complain because it's like a little mom-and-pop place, but she needs the money. And so she just kind of dealt with it, but then it spilled over to Facebook, I guess. Over the weekend.
Yeah.
So she's not friends with this person, but she commented on somebody else's page. And when she got to work, a customer said, "I can't believe so-and-so called you stupid." And this person just flat out said, "You're stupid," on a Facebook post. And I just don't know how to explain to my mother to just like mute it, get off of it, don't pay attention to it.
But if she's working with her, then that's tough. Yeah. You're confronting that person every single day.
Right.
That's not just somebody online cyberbullying, which is
terrible. It's both of it. It's right. At work and it's on Facebook.
But if it's a smaller place, there's probably not a ton of people that work there.
No, there's like 5 or 6 employees.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do?
How old is the person that's bullying her, and what is she doing like in the work environment that's making her uncomfortable?
Well, the guy that's doing it.
Oh, it's a guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's a guy. It's not. Sorry if I said it was a woman, but no, it's a guy. He is rude, vulgar. Like, and listen, my mom is not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. Like, foul language doesn't bother her. And this is like a towny bar.
Right.
Okay. This is a locals only bar, so it's going to be a little bit rough around the edges anyway. But she's just like he does this to a lot of people, but he has an important role there at the place, and nobody will really do anything about it.
There's nothing worse, though, than feeling like you're walking on eggshells at your place of work or your home. Those are, like, two places that you should feel comfortable. You shouldn't have to feel, like, scared or nervous to go in there because you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you have to talk to the owner. You have to nip it in the butt because it's ridiculous.
Right.
The fact that it's still happening at that age is
that's what's wild. It's because it's all older people. You know, it's a retirement community. It's a lot of older people that hang out there.
Bullies never stop.
I don't even understand that. Your mother is such a badass bitch. Why is she even listening?
That's what I.
Why
know,
didn't she tell him to fuck off and move on with her day?
That's what I said.
That's the Carol that I know.
That's what I said.
Do you know what I mean?
Because that's who my mother always was.
Yeah. Right.
You know. Yeah. That might.
It's weird to me that she's not doing anything on her own about it.
Right.
She don't care.
That's what I thought, but. You know, as you get older to that
age. She's softened with age.
Yeah.
Is she, though?
Or she just doesn't want to cause a scene at the restaurant. Like
maybe she really needs this job. Who knows?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Insecure little men are the worst.
It is the
worst.
And I just want to, like I want to say something, or I want to.
Is he the boss or something?
He's not the boss, but I think he might be like the cook or something, or, you know.
You take a weekend drive down there and be like, stop picking on my mom.
You know, regardless of her status there, working for cash or not, she's still an employee.
Yeah.
Right.
And still falls under whatever.
It doesn't. It's all under the table.
Yeah, but still.
I get that, but so what?
Yeah. She's being harassed at her job.
No, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you what she says.
If it's that bad and no one will help her and she's asked for help and no one will help her, well then, why stay there?
Yeah.
That can't be worth it. It can't be that worth it.
No.
Can't be.
I hate when people have come from my family. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
I know. I was just so mad yesterday, and I was just, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
That's tough.
It is. It sucks. So anyway,
especially that they do it on Facebook.
That's such
an old person to do thing
right.
to do now.
Stop.
Like that's where people fight. It's the old people fighting on Facebook. It's not young people.
Right.
No.
Well, she said, and she's not friends with the person, so she didn't even know what happened.
Right.
She had to hear from a regular going, "I can't believe what so and so said about you," and she's like, "I don't even know what you're talking about."
Yeah,
what
see,
high
that's
school
such a bad
bullshit?
Look.
Right.
Yeah, she needs to block that person so that person can't read anything she ever writes.
It's just such a bad look that there's...
Then she can post however she wants, and that person will never see her comments.
Oh, that's a good idea.
She blocks them.
That's it. So that's probably what happened. So even though she doesn't follow him, she posted on
If she posted on someone else's page, then they can see it. But if she blocks that person, it'll never come up.
Right.
You'll see people responding to her, but never.
Right, right.
What do you think's going wrong in your life that you have to harass a 70-year-old woman at work?
Yeah.
You're insecure and you're miserable with yourself.
What went wrong with you?
You bring other people down.
That you need to hurt other people like that to make yourself feel better.
Right. Like she has nothing going on. You know what I mean? Like she's pretty much retired. Just, you know. So anyway.
Sucks.
It was just sad.
Stop messing with Carson's mom.
Yeah. Don't mess with Carol.
I know a
Leave
guy.
Brittany alone.
Me. I'm the guy.
All right, Annie, what you got?
So I was supposed to go to Dan and Shay last Friday. It came up on my little calendar on my phone that they were at the Garden. Mm-hmm. And that was going to be obviously such
Instead, it was Dan and Whipped Cream today.
And obviously, we've all missed so many concerts. And, you know, the four of us here, I feel like, go to a lot of live shows. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about your favorite concert experience of all time.
Hmm. Hmm. Okay. Google first.
A year ago today, I did two nights in a row to Post Malone at the Garden. I slept at the radio station both nights on an air mattress.
Oh, my God, that's right. You guys would sleep on that air mattress. So cute.
And it was incredible. I got to go in the pit both nights. The first night was with Danielle from the afternoon show, and she wasn't really a big Postie fan, so she was, like, watching me react to him. And then the second night, I got to bring one of my best friends that's the biggest Post Malone fan, and we were just – it was the best – pit experience, just his energy. He was so grateful for everybody there. Between every single song, he said, "Thank you so much. I can't believe this." And smashing a guitar. It was just, it makes me miss concerts so much. I would do anything to go back. It's worth the not sleeping. It's worth the hangover. It's worth all of it. And I want concerts to happen.
Annie, I was 16 years old. And I went to the big city of Chicago, to the Aragon Ballroom. To see the Psychedelic Furs.
Your first concert, if I recall.
Yes. And so I'm there at the Aragon Ballroom, which is sort of like the Orpheum here.
Okay.
If they took out all the seats, because it was an old movie theater and they took out all the seats. So the thing slants a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's exactly how it is. Just as dirty and sticky.
Yeah.
And so not only did I watch the Psychedelic Furs perform and was wearing my cool outfit and living my best life in the big city with a girlfriend of mine without my mom.
Yes.
But Ed Walsh was there. And Ed Walsh was a senior, and Ed Walsh was so cool. And when the song Love My Way came on, which was their hit, he came up from behind me, and he kissed me, and I wanted to die.
No.
Wow.
Never, ever,
the
ever.
The
never,
ball's on Ed Walsh. I'd never,
never
do that.
Never, ever, ever have I had a concert experience like that in my life.
Oh,
ever,
that is
ever,
wholesome.
Ever.
That is wholesome.
That's
tech.
It.
Mm. Well, you know, I've talked about, obviously, going to see U2. That was my first concert.
Yeah.
And... you know, I at the time, I wasn't a huge U2 fan. In fact, I was kind of pissed. So my buddy and I had bought tickets to go see Def Leppard.
Yeah.
And I was a huge Def Leppard fan. And, like, I had U2's cassette, but I wasn't as big a fan. And I can't remember what happened, but I, like, went out of town for the weekend with my mom. And when I got back, my friend Drew had left me a voicemail on my, like, the old school answering machine with the cassette.
Right.
Course.
And he's like, "Hey, just to let you know, I traded our Def Leppard tickets for U2 tickets." And I was like,
"You son of a!"
I called him up. I was like, "What the heck did you do that for?" He's like, "No, it's U2 at the Orange Bowl in Miami. It's going to be amazing." I'm like, "But I like Def Leppard. I bought tickets to go see Def Leppard." And they were like really good seats. You know, it was like the Sunrise Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. And we got like front 25 rows.
Right.
And I was like, "Well, where are these tickets that you got us?" He's like, "Oh, so it's a general admission." I'm like, "They don't do general admission." He's like, "No, this." So what had happened, there had been a concert where people died back in the 70s.
Yeah.
I think it was the Who concert. People got trampled. So they quit doing general admission concerts for a long time.
Wow.
So this was the first one in Florida since that happened. He's like, yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to go down there and camp out at the gate ahead of time.
Now, those were the days.
The old Orange Bowl in Miami was not in the nicest part of town.
Right.
It wasn't on campus where the, you know, where the Hurricanes played or whatever. So we went down there and we camped out in, at the gate in this shady neighborhood for like a day and a half.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, not even. And there was a lot of people there that had camped out
a
for
a day and a half. I would have issues with this man.
Right?
Right?
And bro, you're making like, me sleep on
how did my mother
concrete?
Let me do it, though? That's what I want to know. My mother let me drive an hour to Miami with my friends and camp out.
Because that's the way Carol parented.
Right?
She probably didn't even notice you were gone.
Yeah, maybe not. So, yeah, we camped out and we ran in. And what sucked was we were there so early from what, like, they opened up the gate at, say, 4 o'clock.
Right.
And you two didn't go on until, like, 9. You can't stand at the front for 5 hours
You're
and never leave.
Pee.
We ended up just giving up and we went and sat on the back on the field and just watched the concert. But it was incredible. I mean, it was just like the most amazing. And that was the day I became like a diehard.
A U2 fan, yeah.
Yeah, but never saw Def Leppard. I've still never seen them.
You never saw them?
I saw Def Leppard at Fenway last year, and let me tell you, they're pretty good.
They came through Memphis 800 times, and
I saw them
every single time.
I know, it
time.
Never worked out where I could go see them. I still to this
so
day.
Good.
I was mostly going to the Def Leppard and Journey show for Journey last year,
right.
And Def Leppard was better.
I heard that. I heard they crushed it.
No, yep. Cheap Trick was the best on that set.
I didn't see Cheap Trick because they started at like 3 in the afternoon.
And they were so good.
I was like, I'm not trying to be there for 8 hours.
Why not?
Producer Dan.
I've been to a lot of good shows, and I guess seeing Billy Joel on the grass at Fenway Park for the first time was a
That's
big
cool,
deal for me,
right.
Just because I was a Red Sox fan my whole life, and touching the Green Monster like blew my mind.
Aww. Yes.
But the one that immediately sprung to mind was probably Eminem at Boston Calling a couple years ago,
because
I was in VIP. Yeah. And so I wasn't like smoshed with all these people.
And it was raining.
It was raining, but like not enough where it was uncomfortable. It was just enough where it kind of makes the festival vibe way cooler.
Yes. Well, it adds to the lights because the lights have
100%. You felt like you were in a music
scene.
Video.
It was just like drizzling enough where it made it badass.
That was amazing.
And he tours once every 50. Like I looked it up afterwards. The last time he was in Boston was like 15 years before that.
Yeah.
And he's like 45, so he might never come.
No, you're lucky to see him.
He might never come back to Boston.
No, you're lucky to see him.
And he played for like over an hour and a half.
He was nasty.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Ugh.
Agreed. All right. So
it's me? Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
So as I'm sitting here in a shirt that's wet and smells like whipped cream, I was thinking, what's the dumbest thing? You guys have been in radio for a long time. What's the dumbest thing you've done on the air?
Dumbest thing we've done on the air.
Where afterwards you were like, huh.
What did I really just do that?
So Kennedy got
listen.
Tattooed or got pierced.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Kennedy got pierced mm-hmm. in
you
two
shaved
spots.
You shaved your head on live on the air too, didn't you?
Yeah, that
you?
Was here.
Yeah, but that was for a purpose.
Right.
That was to do some good.
Kennedy went to the piercing tattoo place. Where were we? Was that Tallahassee?
That was Tallahassee.
And so she took the broadcast equipment with her.
No, I took a cell phone with
her. Oh, was it? Oh, I thought you had some equipment.
Nope. It was just a big cell phone.
Do you want to say where you got pierced? Unfiltered
area.
After show podcast.
It was my lady bits, yes.
Well, two places.
Well, I got my nose.
No, I thought it was your nipple.
No, I did that on New Year's Eve. You weren't there. No, New Year's Day, actually.
Do you still have them in?
No, don't ever. Friends, there's one thing I can tell you in life. It's do not ever pierce a nipple.
Everybody
ever,
says
ever,
how
ever,
painful it is.
Ever, 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 ever.
Well, what about the lady bit? Is that one still around?
That one isn't. I've had it re-pierced since then in a different place, but yeah.
In it. Oh.
There's many different areas down there that you can.
Really?
You can get them in.
The more you know.
Huh.
I can't even
What
imagine.
Was it? Was it a hoop?
No. It's like a...
Oh, that would be cool.
And you did this on the air?
Yeah.
Did you tell everyone you were getting your lady bits pierced?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are a risque show.
Should have heard the sound she made. I've never heard a woman make that sound.
It wasn't a good sound.
No. That's not normally what you do down there.
Yeah, I'd say that was... that was... What else?
That's wow.
We had somebody...
That's some rock radio stuff for your pop station there.
Yeah, but that's
it
what
was
they...
Top 40
yeah, it was, that's what they wanted. It was kind of, nightclubs and... It was
and
kind
you were
of,
near FSU.
It was Florida State. You know, it was like.
Okay, so yeah.
Go Noles.
Play yeah. into your audience.
Yeah. We had somebody sit on a block of ice for like a long time.
What?
How about, what was the other one? The live in it to sit in it.
Yeah. We did a thing.
Oh, the couch.
Yeah, you had to say it. You had to sit on a couch.
The couch potato.
The couch potato.
The ultimate couch potato. You just had to outlast the other people.
See, and here's the thing with those things. Yeah. Is you always have to realize that there's somebody who doesn't have a job and nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And they will always be the person who gets qualified.
Yeah.
And so for this one, there were three guys. None of them have jobs. One of them was recovering from something. He had a cast on his foot, as I recall.
He had the pins through the foot type surgery.
Ooh. Oh.
And they weren't moving. And there was a really bad storm that came through. That
oh, so they were outside.
In a parking lot of a car dealership.
It got soaking wet. There was like pieces of trees and stuff. It got the carpet wet. It was the most disgusting, awful thing ever. And we ended up having to call it because they weren't ever going to leave.
All three of them wouldn't move?
Nope.
Well, it started with four or five, and then it got down to the final two. And the final two were not going to quit.
What was the prize? A car? If you're in a car?
No, you got everything there. So it was
all new furniture.
They each had huge TVs. They had game consoles. They got like cable for a year. You know, all of that kind of stuff. It was a big prize. It was like over $10,000 worth of prizes, I think.
Man, you guys used to do a lot of stunts and stuff like that, huh?
Yeah, we did a lot. We did, I did a thing where
we worked for a company that didn't have corporate anything.
Now we got lawyers and stuff. Can't do that.
I lived on a scissor lift for a week.
Times are
I remember you saying that.
We did Bikes or Bust. We collected thousands of bikes every year.
Were you on the scissor lift for the show, or you were up there for 24 hours a day?
I'd go up the entire time, 40 feet up in the air, and the scissor lift was about 10 by 10, just wide enough to fit a porta potty on. So we put the porta potty on the lift, lift it up in the air, 30, 40 feet, and then I would just live on it. And then Kennedy
and I had to deal with all the people.
What if it rained? You just got rained on?
Or I'd sit in the porta potty.
Oh, wow, that's a long week.
It was 104. We do 104 hours or 104 bikes. Obviously, I would stay for the 104 hours, and we end up with like thousands of bikes.
Right.
That's awesome.
We did that for 10 years.
I can put together a bike in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, we did that for a long time.
I'm an expert.
That's cool.
Yeah, except when people come through at like midnight and banging on the door of the trailer you're trying to sleep in, it was not. That's not okay, but
wedding in a week. We've done that. Yep. That wasn't really stupid.
No, that was awesome. That was here.
What's wedding
from
in a week?
Woonsocket.
They met on a Monday and got married on a Friday.
No, they knew they were going to get married, but they just didn't care about where. They were sweet, in love couple.
Yep.
And so we had the wedding here. We had like a, people playing the
like a quartet.
We had they played the ukulele. In fact,
the ukulele.
We had like the dresses, the flowers, the food.
They're
we
still
had
married
makeup
too.
Artists. Oh, they're the cutest couple.
Yeah,
ever.
We get a message every once in a while.
Yeah,
I love that.
I think what else?
Chad
dumb
and her. Anyway, can't remember.
Not too much, we dressed up our stunt boy as a turkey and shot him with paintballs. That was fun.
Things you couldn't do anywhere else.
We always used to have like what we called a stunt monkey.
Right.
Right.
So there was stunt monkey Ben. There was stunt monkey so and so. We always had a stunt monkey on our show. So be glad we don't do that anymore, Dan, because that would have been your role. So that person always did it was shock collar trivia where you'd make them put on a dog shock collar and ask them questions. If they got it wrong, we'd shock them. Yeah, just because, Jackass was a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that was just popular and funny, and people loved to hear
that. There's a lot of radio stations that use the shock collar bit.
Yeah.
Shock, paper, scissors.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, we did a lot of that back in the day. There was a lot of stunt monkey stuff.
But then you realize that, you can just talk about your life.
Right.
And you don't have to work so hard to try and make people laugh or think you're whatever.
Just be
right.
You guys have shifted focus of your show a lot over the years.
It's more interesting to listen to, I think. Every once in a while I'll do something stupid, obviously.
Yeah, sure, like a pie in the face.
But I think that's because of our bosses here helped us. So they heard something in the occasional show we would do when it was more real. In fact, when we interviewed, I can remember sending demos of stuff, and I'd send like the shock collar, that kind of stuff. And I remember the guy that hired us, he's like, don't you have something that's a little more personal? And I sent, we did a bit called Letters to Me, because that song Letters to Me at 17, that country song. Letter to Me? Yeah, is it a Kenny Chesney song?
I don't know.
Yeah, look it up. But anyway, so we wrote letters to our younger selves. And I remember getting the email back from the big boss at the time. He's like, that's the stuff we want to hear. And so when we got here, they started shifting away from the stunt monkey stuff to
more personal.
Yeah. Right. So I mean, it worked. We were, you know, we sure. were killing in the ratings. Yeah.
I think that stuff's fun, yeah, but maybe not just, every day.
Right. Yeah.
I would love to shoot paintballs. Have you ever been shot with a paintball?
Yes, I used to play.
I yeah. got shot with yeah. a paintball once.
Yeah, it's not
it
fun.
Killed.
No.
It's not fun.
Yeah, point blank. And nor will I be, thank you.
Nope.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I felt bad because I hit him like right in his inner thigh, and I felt really, really bad about it.
Oh, he had black and blue welts all over his legs. Mm. It's pretty funny.
So
come on,
bad.
It is funny.
Yeah, for you.
We made a guy wear a thong to work.
People do that, though.
Yeah. And then he took off his jeans.
Oh.
That's so good.
He actually looked pretty good. I don't know if he'd shaved his butt or what, but it was
shaved his
pretty
gross.
Pristine back there.
Gross.
All right, that's a good way to end it.
Shave
Leave
butts.
Us a review. 5-star review, please.
We'll sit on a scissor lift for a week if you give us a 5-star review.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.